Living in Praise by Maria Fontaine.
What a blessing and privilege in our lives to realize that Jesus is with us all the time, and how very much He cares about us and wants to be near us. He loves each of us fully and completely. He loves us as the great King of the universe that He is, wanting only the best for each one of us for whom He died, and who He looks upon with such eyes of love and acceptance. He certainly has given us not only life, but life in abundance. Jesus forgives our faults and understands our weaknesses, and He envelops us with His security and comfort. For example, when I recently made a careless mistake, I asked the Lord to forgive me. He told me it was an unguarded moment and reminded me of that beautiful verse that tells us that there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus, because the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. The Lord is so wonderful and precious, and so good to us, as He always looks at us with such eyes of love. He sees our blemishes and our failings, and He knows our every mistake and thought, but He loves us anyway. He knows our frame, that we are but dust. We are all frail human beings, and we cannot be perfect, but He sees our hearts and our desire to love and please Him, and to love others with His love. He sees our desire to walk in His ways, and to do His will, and to do our part to take His truth to others. Of course, the Bible tells us that the Lord disciplines the one He loves, and chastises every son whom He receives. And that is another aspect of His love for us. The Lord loves us so much that He accepts us and surrounds us with His love, and works in our lives, so that we can grow and be changed into His likeness. And the Bible also tells us that no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. So if you're doing your best and striving to stay close to the Lord, yet you feel discouraged with yourself or your mistakes or sins or the fact that you don't always do as well as you feel you should, don't worry. In fact, you can take comfort in the fact that God is at work in your life, and His work always bears good fruit. A harvest of righteousness and peace, if we yield to His work and let it change and grow us. Our wonderful Jesus is so loving and merciful and kind that at times it's hard to find the words to express our thankfulness for this precious relationship He has given us. Of course, we have the beautiful Psalms in the Bible and many other praise-filled verses that we can pray and recite to the Lord, to thank Him for His precious, overwhelming, boundless, immeasurable, unending love for us. We can also express our praises to Jesus in our own words. They can be centered on a specific blessing or for many different blessings. During one time of worship, you might feel more like saying great and glorious things to Jesus, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who was and is now and evermore shall be. At another time, you may just want to tell Jesus all the ways that you appreciate and admire Him as your friend, and how eternally grateful you are that He gave His life for you, and that you now belong to Him forever. Jesus puts a new song on our lips, a song of praise to our God, and He says that many will see and hear and put their trust in Him. He dwells in the praises of His people, and we give Him pleasure when we praise Him with our words and songs. The Bible says, "Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing His praises from the ends of the earth. Sing, all you who sail the seas, all you who live in distant coastlands. Join in the chorus, you desert towns, and shout praises from the mountaintops." So let's worship Him with all our heart and all our mind and all our soul, and live in praise to our wonderful Savior for all that He has done, is doing, and will yet do. You'll feel edified and inspired and thrilled and amazed by the Lord as you take the time to praise Him and be reminded of who He is and all that He so graciously provides for His children each and every day. Hallelujah. Praise brings victory, hope, and strength. Praise brings light and life. There are many ways we can praise, including our words of praise in our personal times of worship and with others, lifting up our hands, clapping, shouting, singing songs of joy. As the psalmist said, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Lift up your hands to the holy place and praise the Lord. Clap your hands. Shout to the Lord with loud songs of joy. Lift up a song to Him and ring out songs of praise. The following words from Jesus in prophecy express His delight in our praises. Oh, that my children would be children of praise, and that they would constantly have a word and a song of praise in their hearts and on their lips. For whenever you are praising, you are dwelling in my spirit. Praise helps to ward off worry, fear, and anxiety, because praise helps you to keep your mind stayed on me, where you will find my perfect peace. My people ought always to pray and praise and not lose heart, and not grow weary in well-doing. Your words of praise are a declaration of your faith and trust in me. They draw you into a closer walk with me, as you enter into my presence with thanksgiving and into my courts with praise, making a joyful noise in your hearts. Praise is the way of my kingdom and is the opposite of the way of the world. The devil brings people into bondage through fear and worry and contention, whereas I bring my children into freedom, life, hope, and truth. You are blessed with my grace and salvation and eternal life, and it is my will for you to experience my joy and peace and to share it with others so that more people can enter into my kingdom. Thank you, Jesus, our wonderful Savior and King, today and forever. He is so much greater than all that we could ever hope or dream or ask for, and He's got such wonderful things in store for each one of us in His great love. May we live and walk always clothed in our garment of praise today and forever.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.